So how are things going in Japan? We want to just check in quickly with Jonathan Levine Ogura, an American living with his family in northern Japan in the town of Hanamaki. We spoke when the disaster first hit. And Jonathan, give us a snapshot now. You say slow going.
It's slow going. This afternoon, I was able to get gas without waiting online. It was the first time I got a full tank of gas without any waiting.
And what about the shelter situation?
The larger shelters are getting their supplies, but it's not enough. People really need shoes. They need rubber boots because they just basically ran out of the house with what they had. So they're basically still in sandals, maybe. Toys. This new school year is beginning, so children need school bags. And right now you have an incredible amount of people missing. And they need to have closure. If they can't have closure, these souls are kind of floating in this Buddhist purgatory, if I may say.
Well, that just adds, I'm sure, to the unsettledness there.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. And no one really talks about that, but it's there. I mean, I can feel it. I can definitely feel it.
Yeah.
And my coworker, who just yesterday discovered that they found his grandmother-in-law's body, they can now do a funeral. They were afraid they weren't going to find her. And he had an anecdotal story about when he goes swimming back there in the summertime, if he can ever go back swimming, they're probably not going to let him go swim because all those lost souls are still floating around in the ocean. They're going to take him down, and it's a very superstitious way of looking at things, but people have those fears.
Sure. Jonathan Levine Ogura, again, an American in Hanamaki, Japan. Thank you so much for reporting back to us.
You're welcome.